Hello and welcome to the Thursday, November 21st, 2024 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Singapore. Today we got two Apple vulnerabilities to start out with. These vulnerabilities were patched yesterday and they address two vulnerabilities that are already being exploited in the wild. The first of the vulnerability affects JavaScript core and could of course be triggered by visiting a malicious web page, which then leads to arbitrary code execution. The second vulnerability similarly affects WebKit, also of course exploitable by visiting a malicious website. It's a little bit different, a little bit interesting vulnerability here. It says it's a vulnerability in the cookie management system that could lead to cross-site scripting. So sounds like if an attacker is able to create a particular cookie for your browser that could potentially modify content on the web page. Not 100% sure how this will work. We don't have a lot of details or any details really about these vulnerabilities other than Google reported them as already being exploited. There are updates available for Safari as well as for Apple's operating systems, which of course then patch the WebKit part as well. The Safari patch is usually just meant for older operating systems. And of course, this flaw being already exploited means that you probably should apply this update soon. And talking about vulnerabilities that are already being exploited, Oracle released an advisory with updates for its PLM product, the Product Lifecycle Management. The vulnerability could lead to file disclosure. It does not require authentication and again is already being exploited. Not a ton of details here either, but the vulnerability discovery has been credited to two individuals at CrowdStrike. Base CVSS score of this vulnerability is 7.5, so not critical given that it's only a file disclosure vulnerability. But given the particular product, it's sort of part of the Oracle supply chain products. Having a arbitrary file read vulnerability there could certainly critically impact some organizations. And the Apache project released updates addressing two vulnerabilities in the OFBIS Enterprise Resource Planning software tool. We have talked about this tool in the past. We have detected some attacks, some scanning in the past, looking for vulnerabilities in OFBIS. One vulnerability is in particular interesting here. It does not yet have a CVSS number attached to it, but it would allow the execution of code from the network, according to the vulnerability description. This is a server-side request forgery vulnerability. The second vulnerability is more sort of a same origin bypass vulnerability, but that could also lead to cross-site request forgery. And with that, of course, depending on how the product is configured, there may certainly be some damage that can be done. This one has a CVSS score of 8.9. And D-Link published a bulletin that some of its older routers, particularly the DSR150 and 250 models, as well as a few different ones, are subject to a newly discovered buffer overflow vulnerability that could allow unauthenticated remote code execution. Bad part here is that there is no patch forthcoming. These devices are end of life as of May this year. D-Link does offer a discount if you're buying a new D-Link device. Not sure if you want to go for this, but definitely make sure that whatever device you are replacing these routers with does have a reasonable long time to receive future upgrades. And yes, sadly, that's often hard to figure out how long a particular device will receive updates for. So try to go with a brand that does properly label this sort of end of life date for the product. Well, this is it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.